Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. Today is June 3rd, 2014, and you're listening live with myself, Courtney Overfield, and Unveiling the Psychic Truth. And I'm very excited to be here this month. This is actually the month of my birthday, and today we are going to be discussing one of my favorite topics, which is mediumship. And I actually have a wonderful guest here today. Her name is Shelly, and she's actually the owner of Illuminate Your Spirit. But before we get started, I just wanted to give out a little bit of information. I talked about last month that I am no longer a co-owner at Mama Tracy, Inc. I'm just going to repeat that for those who maybe missed last month's show or you know haven't had an opportunity to hear about it. But I am no longer a co-owner of Mama Tracy, Inc. But I am still offering all of my services, you know, psychic readings, intuitive readings, parties, events, spiritual cleansings, all of my same services. So if you would like to contact me for any of those services, you can call me at 313-516-8210. You can email me at moon, M-O-O-N, beam, B-E-A-M, essence, E-S-S-E-N-C-E, at yahoo.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. Can you tell it's a Tuesday morning? I would love to introduce our guest today. Her name is Shelly, and like I said, she is from Illuminate Your Spirit, and she's also a really good friend of mine. I actually had the opportunity to work with Shelly for quite a while. I worked with her at a previous business that we both worked at, and I actually worked with her at Illuminate Your Spirit, and she owns that business. So today's topic is mediumship, and Shelly has a lot of experience with this, and so do I, so I thought she'd be a wonderful guest to have today to discuss this. So welcome to the show, Shelly.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm loving the sunshine today.
Yeah, I heard we're supposed to be in the 80s today, so I think the air conditioning is bit of a must.
Yeah, summer's finally trying to get here, so good. Yay.
But today's topic is mediumship, and I know me and you have had some conversations about this in the past, and we've talked about the goods and, you know, the bads, the ins and the outs, the ups and downs. But, you know, I know when I became a medium and when I kind of stepped forward into that limelight. When was your first, experience with mediumship or understanding that you're a medium?
Well, it's funny because my whole life, you know, I was afraid and I kept saying no. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to know. Even though I was so interested in the paranormal, I, as a kid, always, you know, would get ghost books out of the library and watch any show I could on it. It was just very interesting to me. But when it came to me personally experiencing it, I was very afraid. And my sister, who, you know, studied metaphysics, I guess you could say it, you know, since she was 16, would really push me into accepting my abilities. And it got to a point where I just couldn't ignore it anymore. Things were really happening. I was seeing things, but I wasn't understanding because I didn't know. I didn't understand the whole third eye thing and the second sight. And, you know, that show Medium was on TV at the time. And, you know, it was kind of confusing because, you know, I've learned now that everybody does it in their own way. But, you know, they were showing on Medium that, you know, she's able to see them and just have this full conversation with spirit like they're just anybody, and I thought that's what it was like. And then, you know, one day I was at home with my youngest. Other kids were at school, and my sister and I were talking, and she was part of a ghost hunting group, and so she was with other mediums, and we were just talking about it, and she was like, you just need to accept the fact you're a medium. And so I said, okay, fine, I'm a medium. And that changed my life. It went, I mean, my whole life just did a 360. Everything changed. It was like a whole line of spirit was just lining up to say, finally, you get it. So that was my experience. I wasn't one of those people who you read about who, you know, like you. You said you saw your grandfather when you were little, correct?
Yep.
Yes. So, yeah, see, I never sat and talked to my dead grandfather on the end of my bed when I was little. I always felt something, and I couldn't understand it. And my youngest memory was when I was 4, and I went over to my mother's friend's house. And, you know, every time we would go upstairs, I would get this really eerie feeling like somebody was there watching us. And I never forgot that. And when I was in sixth grade, I always remember I was sixth grade. It was Halloween. My mother and I were watching Oprah, and it was all about ghosts. So, of course, I had to watch it. And I looked at my mother, and I said, you know, do you remember when you would take me over to Avis's house? And she's like, yeah. And I said, you know, every time you would go upstairs, I would get this feeling like somebody was there watching us. And she just looked at me, just stopped what she was doing and looked at me and said, what are you talking about? I said, well, I don't know. I just felt like somebody just was there. I can't explain it. And she told me that Avis's husband died of a heart attack upstairs. And so that was my very first experience and understanding, like, okay, maybe something's going on here. But now that I've accepted it, I mean, I'm just grateful for it. I wish I, you know, you're lucky because you were young when you accepted it and you go forward. You know, it took me 32 years to figure it out. So I kind of think, man, if I would have started when I was 20, I can't even imagine where I'd be right now. But all in God's timing, so that's okay.
Yeah, you mentioned that I had a different scenario. I did see my grandfather after he passed away when I was really young, and I don't think that my family fully understood that or accepted that. You know, I do remember going through therapy as a kid. I think that they believed that I just was having a really hard time with the loss of him, you know, but I've always looked at death in a very different light, you know, and I've had this discussion with my mother and my husband because I've seen, you know, spirits and ghosts most of my life, you know. I remember, and I'm sure my mom could verify this I think she's listening today, I'm not sure, but I'm sure she can verify this, but when I was little and I was at my grandmother's house, I always had this fear of going into the basement, and I never knew why. Like, I would have to have all the lights on, I would have to take the dog with me. whoever I could get to go downstairs in the basement with me, you were my best friend. But as I got older and I started learning more and experiencing more, I realized that there was a portal in my grandmother's basement.
Oh.
They were just kind of flooding through. And that's why, you know, when you don't know what you're picking up on and you don't understand it, you know, you just get scared. Fear is your best, you know, outlook on it. So, but yeah, I did have a quite different upbringing, you know, with mediumship. You know, I was raised Catholic Christian, so, you know, that's not necessarily always acceptable.
But, you know,
I learned just to shut up.
Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of us. We just, you know, it's true. You know, that makes me think of a time when, you know, I was in fourth grade, and I have a crazy memory. I remember weird things, you know. Can't remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember I was in fourth grade. And we were outside at recess with a couple friends. And, you know, now, and those of you who are listening who are connected to spirit and are very into all this will understand what I'm saying. When we ask a question in our head, right, to God or to goddesses or angels or whoever you want to talk to, we do get an answer. And I always figured, you know, that was God answering me back, right? Well, I had mentioned this to some friends of mine, and they thought it was really cool. And, you're right. They go home, tell their mother the next day at recess. My friend says to me, you know what? My mother just said that's just your head. That's just you talking in your head. And I said, you know what? You're right. And I left it at that. And then now I look back, and I kick myself because I'm like, you know, we didn't have anybody to talk to. See, I think this generation of children, you know, because right now this whole spiritual movement and mediumship is very popular like it was in the Victorian period. So it's not, you know, freaky to people. People aren't put off by it so much. They're more aware of it. And I think our children are able to accept their abilities and not be so afraid. And, you know, I wish I had that guidance when I was younger, because I could have said that to somebody and somebody could have said to me, no, honey, that is God talking to you. Don't think that. It, just because it's in your own voice doesn't mean that that's not Spirit talking to you. Am I rambling? I feel like I'm rambling, but I hope I'm making sense of what I'm saying here.
Well, but, that makes sense. You know, and I, you know, when I do these radio shows the night before, I always think about the topic and what I want to cover, and, you know, it's kind of like the universe steps in and says, oh, you have to make sure you say this, and you have to make sure you talk about that. And I actually was thinking, you know, about media. You know, there's a lot of shows out there right now about mediumship and connecting with, you know, those that have passed on. Most people do not know this, but I did film for The Dead Files, which is a popular show out there right now with medium Amy. You know, I had that experience, and I filmed with them to help a family here in Michigan kind of cleanse the house and so forth. But, you know, I was thinking about the media and, you know, all these movies that are coming out, you know, Paranormal Activity, you know, The Conjuring, all of these things, you know, and it is kind of showing people this. These things do exist, you know, they exist for us. We handle that every single day of our lives, you know, but in the same sense, I think sometimes they paint the picture a little too broad.
You know, and I think
we don't come across demons every day.
Right. Thank God. Yeah, ain't that the truth? And a lot of times when I watch these ghost shows, you know, because I understand how it works and all this, and they always make them out as evil spirits, and I'm like, you know, he's not evil. He's just trying to get your attention. It's just very scary. Just chill out. Just tell him to leave.
Now, have you ever come across a bad spirit in your experience? Because, I mean, I know I have, but I guess me and you have never really discussed that aspect of mediumship. Have you ever come across anything that maybe was not the best?
Yeah, and, you know, it kind of goes to show you that just because you die doesn't mean you always change. Sometimes that ego, depending on the person, is still kind of there. One time I was doing a reading for somebody. Now, when I do my readings, my major focus is using tarot, okay? I don't just strictly do mediumship readings. The reason for that is because it just helps guide things along. And people, you know, they're coming to the shop for readings to you for answers, because you use tarot too in your readings, even though you and I are, you know, pretty strong mediums. So, and people kind of like the cards, you know. Sometimes it just makes people feel like they're getting something more. You know how that goes. But anyhow, so I did this reading for this woman that came in, and her mother started coming through. And at first her mother was very sweet and very kind, but I could tell this woman was getting kind of aggravated. And usually, you know, people want to talk to their mom. So I was just kind of going along. And then her mother kept bringing up these negative memories. Now, more times than not, when somebody has been unkind, okay, in their life, let's say you had a very difficult father who wasn't very nice to you, or your mother, or your brother, usually when this person comes through, they always want to apologize. I'm really sorry for what I put you through or what I did. You know, I didn't know this was why this happened. I wish I could have done differently. You know, it's kind of like they get a clearer picture of things, and they want to make amends. And, you know, this woman's mother just kept bringing up negative memories, but there was no apology with it. And I could tell this woman was, like, starting to get upset. And I said, you know what? I have never done this in a reading, but your mother has to leave. She can't be here. If this is all she's going to do is be nasty and bring up negative memories for you, then she needs to go. And it took her, you know, sometimes their energy still lingers a little bit, but my guide stepped in and that was it. And, you know, I told her, I said, I'm really sorry about that. And, you know, and that goes to show we don't have control over the information that comes through. And I told her, I said, had I known that this is what was going to happen, I would have immediately stopped it. And she said, no, it's fine. She said that just, you know, that's how my mother was. And apparently she still is. And I'm like, well, I'm really sorry about that. So that was a negative experience. Now, granted, the rest of the reading went better for her, thank goodness. But, you know, at the, yeah, just because you die doesn't make you better. And another incident that I had with a negative spirit was I do a lot of ghost hunting with a group. It's called GHS Paranormal. And they kind of do tour groups. You can come in, you use their equipment. It's really cool. And we were at the Holly Hotel, which is a really great place to go, a wonderful restaurant, very great history, very nicely done, and it's very haunted. And upstairs in their attic was a really nasty spirit. And it was so funny because we were laughing because, you know, he was really trying to get in me. Now, have you ever had that happen to you, Courtney, where a spirit's trying to get into you? And,
yeah,
and I've been lucky.
Yeah, that's the difference between mediumship and channeling. That's the way I look at it in my book.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, spirit does completely talk right through me. And, you know, there's a difference, I almost feel like, between the being able to talk through you and then kind of getting into you, you know. And this thing was really trying to get in me to talk because it was really angry at Kelly. And Kelly is one of the leaders of this ghost hunting group. And we were kind of laughing because I would say something not nice and swearing quite nasty, and then I'm covering my mouth like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I couldn't control it, you know. So we were kind of laughing at it because it was kind of humorous. At the same time, it was very unnerving. But it was a very nasty spirit. And so, yeah, they're not fun. But the good news is this is not a normal thing. You know, normally it's grandma. It's mom, it's dad, it's a child, somebody's child. It's very loving, it's very healing, and that's why I do it. So there are people out there that just maybe deal with negative spirits because that's just what they're here to do. And I think that's an important job, you know. But luckily, mostly my spirits I come into contact are nice. And I think my guides kind of make it that way, so I'm blessed in that way. Now, have you dealt with negative spirits in that? You've had some.
You know, I've had lots of different scenarios with the good and the bad side. You know, right off the top of my head, when you were talking about the daughter and the mother, one of my experiences mm-hmm. popped into my mind. I did a fair a few months back, and the woman sat down, and I could see her mom standing right behind her. And I tried to speak to the woman and say, you know, your mom's right behind you. She would like to speak to you. And the woman was like, you know, I don't care. My mom never likes me in life. You know, you know, she was very, very negative towards her mother. And I was really shocked because I was just like, wow, you know, this spirit is making that effort to come through. And yet,
right.
I mean, you don't want to hear anything. So I just looked at her, and her mom said something to me, and I was just floored. I was just dumbfounded by what her mother had told me. And I looked at her, and I said, well, would you like to hear what your mom has to say or not? And she goes, well, you know, I suppose. She goes, because, you know, I really don't believe in this, and I don't believe that you can see her. And as soon as I said what her mother said, I swear, I thought the woman was going to fall out of her chair. You know, her mother just basically said, you know, I'm here to apologize to her for everything, but all she is an ungrateful, you know, like put in the blank. And I said, you know, I don't sugarcoat. It's not my cup of tea. I've never sugarcoated my reading. I said, but this is what your mother told me to tell you. And she just looks at me and she goes, oh my God. She goes, that is something my mother would have completely said, you know, and I was just, like, you know, I was writing to this woman and knocked me out.
Right.
I was waiting for this woman to be like, excuse me? But she connected with that. She felt like that was completely something her mother would say. Now, my worst experience experience with a spirit was Eloise. I'm sure you've heard of Eloise. Ooh. Here in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you guys who have not heard of Eloise here in Michigan, it used to be in a roundabout way an insane asylum here in Michigan. It covered a lot of, you know, the Dearborn area and so forth and so on. And
yeah.
What they did is it started off as a poorhouse, and eventually they mixed those that were mentally incapable in with those that were poor. And, you know, a lot of people ended up being mistreated and so forth and so on because of it. But I actually mm-hmm. went on the grounds one day with a friend of mine because he wanted to check it out. And I was actually, it was the only time in my entire life I was attacked by a spirit. I was actually punched
oh,
in
wow.
the face.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to hear the full story, and I think that's something that, you know, is another day. But and that's not every spirit. So everybody out there who's going, oh,
right.
my God, you know, that's not every
right.
single spirit. You know, those grounds felt like they had never been blessed. Those spirits have not moved on. There was more than one spirit,
right.
you know. But it was my worst experience. I had to go to work the next day and explain how I had a black eye.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But
you know what, Courtney?
The good news about it is, though, I know I can take a punch.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you can take a punch. You're a tough girl. Oh, my God. That's funny.
My first,
but you know, if you
was with the dog. So.
Oh my gosh! Oh, that's funny. It's funny, but not funny. But yeah, and only in our lives
well,
could we laugh at that. You know what I'm saying? But
well,
you know, the thing
it's
is
a norm.
What's that?
Well, it's a norm. It's a norm for us.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
We
it is. I know.
Most of us either see them, hear them, sense them,
yep.
or feel them, you know, and some of us
yeah.
can do all of those. I know I do
yeah.
all of those. So
yeah.
to see somebody just as plainly as I see you or somebody standing in front of me, it's a norm for us.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's like being in a bar and getting a fight with a person. Well, I wasn't in
yep.
a bar.
I know. But, you know, here's what I go back to saying to people, you know, okay, let's bring it back. This, you know, it might not even been not been a negative spirit. You're in a place, okay, where mentally ill people were at, okay? I, you know, unfortunately have someone who has some mental illness in, you know, in my family. And dealing with that person, they can get violent, okay? So you're in a place where there were mentally ill people and probably were getting violent. So It's such a fine line between deciding if this is really truly a negative spirit or this is just human nature, even though you're a spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I making sense what I'm saying? You know, the spirit punched you because this was a mentally ill person who is still trapped in that facility, in that mind frame, okay, of being that person and was just acting out.
Yeah.
So do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I making any sense here?
You know, and that's a lot of the scenarios. You know, some spirits retain their emotions or some of the things
yeah.
that they went through in life after they pass over, and that's a hard thing
yeah.
to let go. But I find that, you know, what I really wanted to cover today in some ways is, you know, the goods and the bads of mediumship. Now, the goods
yeah,
are
yeah.
we are able to help people connect to those who have passed over. We are, you know, able to give them those final messages that maybe they needed to hear. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people still hold on to that grief and they just need to hear it, you know, but the,
yeah.
some of the bad sides. That are, no, you don't know what you're going to pull and you don't know what's going to come through.
Yeah.
Now, what I find hardest is I do unveiling, which, you know, I don't use any tools whatsoever. I go into these
mm-hmm.
Unveilings, you know, they're 10 to 15 people, and I pull. I just stand in the, you know, in the middle of the circle and I just pull spirits, I pull psychic information, I pull whatever comes through. But I've been finding
mm-hmm.
that... there, you know, there are hard scenarios to read. And I find
yeah.
that the hardest are for me are spouses, you know, people who've lost their spouse, and
yeah.
people who have their children, especially at a young
age.
Yeah. And the other one is a tragic death, you know, a suicide, somebody who was killed, somebody who died unexpectedly. I find that those are my hardest scenarios. What are your hardest scenarios to read?
Well, that is a really good question. For me, and I think because I'm a mother, when I'm reading a woman who's lost a child, I will start crying. And I don't cry in all my readings, but there are some situations where I have to stop and I have to gather myself and go on. You know, that can be really hard. That's one of my hardest ones. I think that's really it. You know, when I'm talking to a mom who's grieving, that's a getter for me. I usually can't get through that with a dry eye. Another time, I had done a reading and, you know, I was kind of a mess through it. I kept apologizing. I'm so sorry. But it was a daughter, this woman's daughter and her son, but the son was the one who really needed the message. And the mother came through right away and I looked at him and I said, was your mother murdered? And he starts bawling. He's like, yes. And I said, you know, it was all about this mom needed to let this son know it was not his fault. You know, he was 14. 14-year-olds think that they could conquer the world, that he should have done something to stop this from happening. He blamed himself. I think there was an altercation where she lived down the street and she ended up getting shot. And he felt he should have done something. And she was, you know, saying to him, you know, you got to let this go. It was meant to happen this way. There is nothing you could have done to prevent it. And then he had at that point started to really change his life and turn his life around. And she was acknowledging that. So I think it helped him stay on the better path and being a better father to his son and being a better husband to his wife and everything. And he came back a couple months later and it told me how his life had really changed from that moment. And that is the only reason why I do this. You know, I know we have to charge for readings, but we have to pay to put a roof over our heads. But that is the true reason why I do this work. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I just wanted to mention real quick, because I do see that we do have some people on chat, and thank you for joining us today, and thank you for listening. I greatly appreciate it. I'm sure Shelly greatly appreciates it as well.
Absolutely.
But I do want to mention that we are not doing readings on the air. It is something that I will do in the future. I might just do like a 1 month where I do readings on the air, but we are not doing readings on the air today. We are actually just discussing the topic of mediumship and what it means for us. If you want to call in at 646-378-0378 and you have a question about mediumship or you want to share a story or join in on the conversation, you're more than welcome. But we are not doing readings on the air. I just wanted to mention that because I did see we did have a few callers who were interested in readings, and Shelly and I both offer them privately, but we aren't doing them on the air today.
It's too hard. You know, it's too personal to have to do it in 20 seconds, you know, or a minute. You know, it's something that needs to be honored, that you can sit down and it's quiet and it's you know, happens where there's enough time to get the message through. You know, that's, and also too, you know, when in this scenario, like for me, I got to admit, I'm a little nervous. And when your nerves get up, it's kind of sometimes harder to make that connection. So that's a big part of it too. You know, we're human too.
I'm always nervous before my show, but I think that that spirit just giving me the courage to do this and put this information out there, and I'm so happy
Absolutely.
To be able to do that. You know,
Absolutely.
Mediumship, it was the topic I picked for this month because, like I said, it is my birthday month, and mediumship is one of the things I love to do. I love being able to do this.
I agree.
So, I know we talked a little bit about media and kind of wanted to steer that in a different direction. Now, I know you and I have had this conversation before, but a lot of people don't understand, you know, why, and I know I covered this in my first show a little bit, but the idea mm-hmm. of kind of psychic sniping, you know, with mediumship, you know, mm-hmm. I know you're on my Facebook, I know that, and I know me and you talked about a scenario a while ago where, you know, you had, I think you had went to a restaurant and was eating and a spirit came to you and was really, really pushy. You know,
yeah.
mediumship is a gift. We accept that. We accept that there's a reason why we should do this and it's our life purpose. But
yeah.
how do you stop it? I mean, how do you decide who to talk to and who not to talk to? Because I know my standpoint on that. But, you know, what is, you know, I guess, what's your standpoint? And I'll say my standpoint.
Right. Okay. You know, it's interesting because, you know what? I don't know. I think spirit will make it, it's a different feeling. I wish I could explain it. You know, like that incident where I was at the restaurant, I just, you knew I couldn't go up to, it's a lot depends on the situation, you know? Very recently, I was with my sister. We were at this place. She was getting her hair cut, and I was sitting in the chair next to her. The lady was cutting her hair, and we're just talking, and all of a sudden, this woman's mother came through. And I normally would have ignored it, but for some reason, I just blurted it out. And my sister was like, oh, yeah, by the way, she's a medium. Because I always forget to mention that to people, so they're probably like, what, you know? And she, the woman started crying and just, you know, she got a very nice message from her mother. And I always am like, oh, I'm never one to just blurt things out. But for some reason, I think spirit, it's a different feeling. I just, it depends on the situation, if that makes sense. You know?
I find it hard because, you know, some people are very accepting of messages, you know. They want to hear them. They and I think that's why they seek what we do. They come in and get readings, or they call us,
mm-hmm.
or you know, they come in for cleansings and so forth and so on, or they book a party. But then there's those that
yeah.
you know, it doesn't give us the right to go up to somebody random and say, hey, you know, your dad's around you, and
yeah.
you have this to say, and oh, by the way, you know, can you pass me that other gallon of milk? Could you just pick up one? You know, it's
right.
not. It doesn't give us the right to always kind of push our capabilities
right.
on other people. I think that's what some people need to understand. It's a really nice gift. It is
mm-hmm.
wonderful to be able to do this. But in the same sense, I just don't feel like it's the type of gift that we should have to impose on other people, you know, and
that's
push.
Exactly right. Yeah. Do we
yeah,
like to go grocery shopping
and
having somebody walking up to us and, you know, pushing their religion on us? No, nobody likes that. I don't care what religion you are. There's no difference. You know, you don't know what that person's belief systems are. And that could be, and not to mention, it throws you off. You're so not expecting that. And people are like, huh, what, huh, you know. So a lot depends on the situation. It never, you know, I was talking with this woman. We were in conversation already. It just kind of flew out of my mouth before I really could think about it, you know. It's not like I walked across the store and came up to her while she was cutting somebody else's hair and said something. So, yeah, I totally agree.
It's funny you should mention that story about cutting hair, because I went and I only see this one lady to cut my hair because
mm-hmm.
I have a disease, you know, I know you know this, Shelley. With the chronic disease, one of the things that happens is my hair thins.
It's
part of the disease, you know, and I don't trust anybody to cut my hair because I used to have hair all the way down to my back, and now I have very short
yeah.
hair because of it. So I went
right.
in to see her one day and get my hair cut by her, and she wasn't available, so I asked for a recommendation, and she said, you can see this other person. And, you know, I sat down and, you know, they always start conversations with you, like, you know, what do you do and so forth and so on.
Right.
And I'm always apprehensive to say, you know, I'm a psychic medium, you know, all
yeah.
things. But we got on the subject of it, and I had a lady sit next to me cutting, she got her hair cut, and she's like, that's what you do? Oh, my gosh. Like, I've been really, really looking for somebody who can do that because I wanted to talk to
uh-huh.
my grandmother who passed away, and you know, I told her, I said, you know, now is just not the place. I said, but here's my card, you know, I'm doing a gallery or an unveiling soon, so you're more than welcome to come and so forth. And she did. She did come. I did give her the message before. And, you know, she's like, you know, I'll definitely be back to see you and so forth. And she's very pleased.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a way to kind of curb it. You know, if you're interested in that and you want that message, then do it in a different place. You know, come and see us, you know, privately. You know, that way we have, you know, the time. Because normally when I do a mediumship session, I always recommend a half an hour or longer. Because once you get spirits on the roll, they have plenty of things to say most of the time. Now, that's not every single case. Sometimes they come in to say a hi, love you, miss you, goodbye. And sometimes they have, like, tons and tons of things that they want to talk about, you know. And I always feel like there should be enough time to get that all in. There should be enough time to cover all of that.
I agree.
You know,
it's kind of a sacred thing, you know. It's not something to play around with. It isn't something to joke around with. It is serious. It takes a lot of energy for that spirit to come through. And I had a client and it really made me upset. It really upset me when this happened. But I had a client that I read. Her father came through. She was very pleased. And then she sent her husband in to get a gift certificate for her mother. So her mother and her sister came in. I read the sister, her dad came through, she had a great reading. Well, the mother was very elderly, let's just put it that way, and something told me, right, I didn't listen to my gut, Courtney, shame on me, something told me this is not going to go well, right? So when you know, gets to a point, if she can't really think for herself and mentally she's already confused, I should have known that reading wasn't going to go well. So she sits down at my table, and as you know, and as we have been stating, we have no control over who comes through. If anybody, you know, you might want to connect to this one person, but somebody else is going to come through first, and we can't control that all the time. So I started, you know, doing her reading, and her brother came through. I said, did you have a brother who passed? And she's like, yes, but apparently, you know, I from what I understand, this was maybe a half-brother who maybe was mentally retarded and was put in a home, and she didn't want to talk to him, and she got real agitated. And, you know, I had to unfortunately go tell the daughter, you know, I'm really sorry, you know, this is not working out, you know, her brother's trying to come through, and she doesn't want to talk to him. And so I had a point to my story, and I'm kind of losing it, but you know, we don't have control over what always happens in a reading, you know, and it's a sacred thing, and, you know, it's important. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for spirit to come through, and we need to honor that.
I have a story, and then you actually just brought up a really good topic, but the story that I was going to say, you know, there was one time where I turned down a reading. Now, this never really happens to me. This was the first time that I actually got up from my table and told somebody to their face, I'm sorry, but I refuse to read you. And that is a very hard thing to do because, you know, most people would think that it's just because of the money. It's not because of the money. It's because, you know, we feel as psychics, as mediums, as intuitives that we should help people no matter what it is, how it is. We have that capability of helping people, and that's what we're here to do. But the woman had come in, and I knew it was going to be a bad reading right off the start, because the daughter, the daughter was a client of both me and a friend of mine. You know, she was a reader who used to work with me, and the daughter would come in and see both of us. Well, when she brought her mother in for the reading, she told her mother, I normally go to such and such, which was not me. And I knew by the look on her mother's face was like, well, if you usually go to such and such, then why am I going to this lady? You know?
Right,
yeah. So, I kind of was just like, oh, boy. But I got the mother back there, and, you know, I knew her mother had passed, and she really wanted to connect with her mother. And I knew that her mother was in a place of transition. Her mother was trying to let go. Her mother was trying to trying, her soul was trying to move on, but the daughter, you know, was holding on to her so hardly, you know, she just would not let her go. And because of that, I knew I couldn't help her, because it didn't matter what I said or how I said it, she was going to hold on to her mother's spirit no matter what the cost. And her mother did not want that. You know, and I started off the reading and I asked her, I said, you know, your mother is here. Your mother is telling me that today is an anniversary. And I said, it's either the anniversary of her death or it's a birthday. And she said, no. And I looked at her and I said, are you sure? I said, because this is what your mother is telling me. And she's like, no, 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 no. So then I started to move forward and I continued to pull her mother and, you know, talk to her about different things. And then she finally said, well, today is the day that she died. It is the anniversary of her death. And I was really bored. I was like, why would you say no, 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 and then say yes, yes, yes? But what really frightened me was her mother showed me daffodils. And I've never had a spirit show me daffodils before. But, and I know this is not the case for everyone, but when my spiritual symbol for daffodils is a loss or a death. And it's because of my history with daffodils. It's because of what I know and I've experienced with that flower. And that's not the case for everyone. But to make a long story short, I warned her that I seen daffodils. And she said, no, my mother never liked daffodils. She likes lilacs and you're not picking up on her and blah, blah, blah. And she kept going on and on. And I told her, I said, you know, would you like me to give you the message? You know, and I just, no. And I finally just stood up and I said, ma'am, I said, I can't read you. And she said, excuse me? And I said, you know, actually, I said, I refuse to read you. I said, you're not open to this. I said, you don't want to hear what I have to say. I said, everything that I've been saying, you've been saying no. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, then you say, oh, well, you were right. I was like, so, you know, I just refused to read her. So I ended up going out there and I talked to the daughter who was the client of both me and so forth. And I did put her mother with another reader and I said, if you don't like it, I'll refund your money. You know, so the other reader read her and she's a lot more toned down and sweeter in nature and so forth than I am. I'm very blunt. So she did do the reading and so forth. But I told the daughter, I said, I seen daffodils. I said, in a roundabout way, a funeral flower to me. I said, which means that there's a death coming. I kid you not, Sherry, I got a phone call a couple weeks, or Shelly, sorry, I got a phone call. That's a backstory in itself. But I got a phone call about 2 to 3 weeks later that the grandfather had passed.
Yeah.
He had died.
Wow.
Wow. So it was verification. I was right. But the problem with that was she didn't want to hear it. She did not want to hear it at all. So, but, you know, moving on, you know, into another topic, you know, we've kind of hinted on it, but mediumship is hard for us. It is, it can be painful sometimes because I know I pick up on spirit's emotions. A lot of times I connect to a spirit when they passed. So, you know, if they had a heart attack, I'm feeling that heart attack. If they were crushed in a car, I feel that car accident. If they were shot, I get an excruciating headache. You know, so that's just something that we do, but it does drain our energy to be able to do this. You want to talk about that a little bit and you know, how that drains? How does it drain you?
Well, it's interesting. I haven't noticed it as much now, but when I would do a party, so when that is a group of people, one after another, after another, after another, not really getting a break, I would come home, and I'd be keyed up and excited because I would be pumped up from the party, and it went well, and yay, and the next day, I would wake up, and you would have thought that I had been out all night partying and drinking. I would be so, I call it a spiritual hangover. I would be so hungover, my head would hurt, my mouth was dry, I felt extremely dehydrated. I was lethargic. I mean, the whole day I'd be just about in bed or don't even talk to me. Don't, you know, and my husband would be like, are you sure you went to a psychic party? were you out drinking? Were you at the bar? What's going on with you? I mean, it would just take everything out of me. Now, the last few parties I've done, I haven't had that. I think maybe Spirit's helping me a little bit. I'm also making sure that I drink a little more water when I'm doing my readings, because that's very healing. Also make sure I ground myself, so that has helped. But I find that when I'm doing a lot of readings at the shop, I will get very lethargic, very tired, very worn out. I've also noticed, and I'm curious if this happens to you, Courtney, I seriously could sleep 12 hours a night, 12, 14 hours easily.
Yeah, when I do a psychic party, especially my unveilings, when I do strictly mediumship, it takes me a day to three to recover from that. You feel like you're hungover. You know, I don't do water. I do Coke. I'm sorry. I love Coke. It's my go-to drink.
Yes.
But the caffeine and the sugar.
I love me some Coke. The drinking kind.
But I do see that we do have a caller who has a question, so I am going to bring that person live. Hello?
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Courtney Shaw, this is Dennis. I'm Dream Master in the chat room.
And where are you from, Dennis?
Oh, I'm from near Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. And I seen that you had a question in chat. Would you like to tell us your question on the air?
Well, sure. It's just, I understand mediumship. In regards to connecting with past ones, and you had added that you connect also with ancestors and guides and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It's been mentioned to me that I am somewhat of a channel. Now,
yes.
What's the difference? That I don't quite understand.
That's a good question.
Because it's not channeling a form of mediumship.
Yes.
It is completely a form of mediumship. I hope you don't mind, but I'm gonna give my answer, and I'm sure Shelly has an interpretation too. But the difference between channeling and mediumship is this in my book. When I do mediumship, I connect to that spirit. I kind of create an energy board. That way they give me the information and they're telling me things and so forth. But I do not allow them to step into me nor possess me or come into me. And when you channel, that is what you're allowing. You're allowing that spirit to kind of step forward into you or talk directly through you. It's almost like have the opportunity to work with you, in you, as opposed to strictly just saying, okay, I see you standing in front of me. What do you have to say? What would you like me to repeat?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's perfect. And to me, channeling is mediumship, you know. When I do my readings, you know, it's just like what Courtney said, that spirit's there telling me, I hear what that spirit's saying, and then I say the information, where it's not necessarily coming completely through me. When you do your channeling, do you remember anything afterwards?
Rarely.
Yeah. And do you have to do something, like do you open yourself up and have to, prepare yourself before it happens?
It's kind of like a flowing. It just occurs.
Okay.
You know, and yeah, you know, like it just flows through me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And
yeah, it's.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. When you do your channeling, does anything ever happen? Do you ever, like, have an accent? Does your voice change?
I get really focused on the information,
mm-hmm.
like where it's coming from. And you know, like you had mentioned, when you do mediumship or psychic gatherings or whatnot, you get drained or whatnot.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'll come out of it a little bit, and yeah, and I'll feel a little bit out of sorts, right? You know, this is, you know, this is what I, this is the way I describe it as going into a higher dimension, into your higher self, where that you're not, you know, like you're still holding your physical vessel, but, you know, your spirit body, your higher self is connecting directly to higher dimensional entities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I become a conduit, right? And it's not a bad thing at all.
No.
It's just that's where, you know, like in my dream time, I interdimensionally travel all the time, and when I do it in a conscious, like when I'm awake, like awake speaking, having a conversation with someone, I'll go into that space, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I just find it very interesting, and I can see now the difference between mediumship and being channel. And I've never declared myself as being a channel or whatnot, but people tell me all the time that that's what you're doing, Dennis.
Yeah, and that's a very unique thing to do. That's pretty big. And
yeah,
not everybody can do that.
It is very, very unique gift. It is something that kind of goes hand in hand with mediumship. Sometimes people will say that they only channel as opposed to mediumship, but my recommendation for you is you might want to consider a class on that just to help you learn more about it or learn how to control it. You also might just want to one of my biggest recommendations is when people work with, intuitive gifts, is find a way to protect yourself, because as a channeler, you know, and you not remembering and so forth, you want to just make sure that you have more control over it than they do. So, a stone that might protect you, like hematite or onyx, black tourmaline, something that you can wear just in case, you know, you kind of get that edge. I know when I channel, I kind of feel that finicky feeling, like that anxious feeling in me, where I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like something is trying to come through and step forward.
Yeah.
But I've with my gifts so long that I have control over that, so I put a stop to it if it's not appropriate. But you might want to get something that you can just kind of look at and say, I got that itchy feeling, I'm not doing it right now, you need to kind of back off till the time is right.
Right, no, it's not an issue with me. You know, it's not an issue with me. I ground. There's a lot of points that I keep myself in is ground, focus, balance, center. And,
good.
And these are very important, you know. And no, I don't have a problem with it.
You're not walking around and then at the grocery store you start talking. That's good.
As long as you're doing grounding and meditation, then that is what I highly recommend for you. And anybody who is listening out there who, you know, has those same experiences, you know, take a class or do take that advice of, you know, getting something that can ground you or protect you. Like, you know, Dennis obviously knows how to do that, and that is a very good thing. That means that you're further along than maybe some of those that are out there. But I still highly recommend it. And I do want to thank you for calling in and asking your question. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you
very
much, Shelley and Courtney. Thank you for clarifying my question. Thank you again. I'll continue listening.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. Well, Shelley, we're actually running out of time.
Wow, and we've gone by so fast.
I know. Well, I was just thinking while we were doing this show, I think we should have a mediumship round two.
Yeah, I know. It's just a very interesting topic. It's just such a interesting way to live, you know. I always feel bad for people who sit there and tell me they don't believe. I think how boring. I mean, there's so much that people just the fairies and every, you know, all the fun little things that are truly out there, and it's just kind of sad, you know, but that's okay.
Well,
to each his own.
Before we end the show, I would definitely like you to hand out your information and how people can contact you or connect with you for readings, and then I will also give out a few final tidbits before we end the show and how people connect with me. But I know you're the owner of Illuminate Your Spirit. I know it's in Plymouth, yep. Michigan, but how can people connect with you?
Well, people can go on Facebook. Illuminate Your Spirit is on Facebook. I post things constantly about the shop and who's working. The phone number to the store is 734-259-8651, and you can call and book your appointment. If you can't get a hold of me or if I'm not in for whatever reason, I've got several other readers who are all amazing. We do past life hypnosis. There's Kristen. She is also a psychic medium, very good medium, and she does the past life hypnosis and sees what you're seeing, very amazing. We do Reiki at the shop. Sherry is our Reiki master. I have Sue and Sharon and Gail that are really good mediums as well, also use tarot or oracle cards. So you can find us on Facebook. Our website is illuminateyourspirit.com, and we're right in downtown beautiful Plymouth. Very nice place to come visit. So you can find us. Pretty easy to get a hold of us.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today. I greatly appreciate it and you taking out the time to join my show today. You're a wonderful guest, and I know I'm going to have you back on in the future.
Oh, thanks, Courtney. So, I always get so nervous, and it's always so fun, you know?
Yep, and that's why I love radio.
I know.
But before we end the show today, I did have somebody who called in, Clee, asking on how to connect for a reading. Now, I do offer readings privately. I do have an office in Westland, Michigan that I do readings out of. I also do spiritual cleansings. I do parties, events, house blessings, spell casting, and a little bit of everything. One of my things that I did want to mention this month is, for those of you who have worked with me in the past and know me, I came out with a couple of product lines when I was the co-owner of Mama Tracy, Inc., and I will be coming out with a product line for Divine Temperance. I'm hoping that product line will be available by July 1st, so keep your fingers crossed. I'm working hard on it. I am so excited. This product line is going to work for so many different things. But, you know, once I get it out there, you guys will be the first to know. Now, if you are interested in booking an appointment with me or a reading with me, you can call me at 313-516-8210. You can email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. I am currently working on a website. I'm hoping that will be up soon. And you will be able to find me at divinetemperance.com, but it is not up. So if you'd like to book a reading with me, please email me, contact me through Facebook, or give me a call. I'm available for readings on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and yes, I do have a little bit of wiggle room if that's not accommodating for you. Lastly, I wanted to leave with this little tidbit. For the month of June, like I mentioned earlier in the show, it is my birthday. And for my birthday month, I've decided that I am going to offer a $10 off coupon for spiritual cleansings. It's one of my favorite services to offer. You know, if you're feeling down, anxious, negative, you have past trauma, you feel like there's an entity around you or a curse or a spirit, a cleansing will definitely do wonders for you. And like I said, they are $10 off for the month of June. So if you book it in June, submit it in June and book it, I will still honor the $10 off. Now, my last tidbit, I want to thank you everybody for joining the show and everybody for listening and calling in. You know, if you want to book a reading with me, go ahead and give me a call after the show. And if you're ever interested in hosting your own show or you have a product line or something you want to promote, you can also contact me through radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, or you can give me a call here at the office. And sadly, I don't have that number right in front of me, so let me grab that. But yes, if you want to host your own show or you're interested in promoting your own product or you would like to do an interview, you can also call me at 734-513-633. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thank you so much, Shelly, for being a wonderful guest. And it looks like we will have to book another session to talk or another show to talk about mediumship again. So thank you so much and have a great day.